The video we're about to show is the third in a series made by Microsoft on the Research for Life program. They did one 2 years ago on how Hinari is working in Vietnam. Last year they did one on how OARI, the environmental one, is working in Kenya. And this year's is about how OARI, the agricultural program, is working in Burkina Faso. The video speaks for itself, so it needs little introduction from me, but you might be interested to know how Microsoft got involved in our programs. At the World Summit on the Information Society back in 2005 in Tunisia, Barbara Aronson, who really started the Hinari program, was manning a small booth for Hinari, and she was met there a guy called Randy Ramosak, who is Microsoft's account executive for most of the UN agencies. And he said, "Can we help? Do you have any problems?" And she said, "Yeah, we do. We have an user authentication system which is corrupting and breaking down. It worked when we first started it in 2002. Then it got taken over by Symantec, who then, for whatever reasons, never maintained or developed it." So he said, "Well, maybe Microsoft might be able to help you on that." So he's a great character, got all his colleagues, and indeed they have solved our user authentication program. But it didn't stop there. He mentioned research for, oh, it wasn't called that then, Hinari and OARI to his colleagues. And their PR people said, "Well, this is a great program. We want to get involved." And through the good offices of a lady called Claudia Toth, who's a friend of Eric's and mine, we now have these series of programs. And it's kind of indicative what happens when companies and organizations get involved in these free programs. We get all sorts of input from people who say, "Well, look, I know how we can fix that." So this is how OARI is working in Burkina Faso. Thank you.
Michel Bougma is a farmer in the village of Tibin in Burkina Faso. Life is hard here. The soil is deteriorating due to high heat and wind, and climate change is resulting in shorter season cycles. Food shortages abound.
Challenge in my village and in this village and around this village as a poverty of soil. Yield is decreasing. So you have to make everything we can to make soil more productive. And it is why we research to find solution to make more productivity for our people.
And that's what's happening at Inera, the Institute for Agricultural and Environmental Research in Burkina Faso. It has access to OARI, the Research for Life program sponsored by the Food and Agriculture Organization, allowing free online access to high-quality, timely and relevant scientific journals, books and databases.
Because of globalization, Africa cannot be away from this technology knowledge sharing. So to have access to OARI is a good thing for us. And also we have to have access to technology to train the farmer to make the technology available for them so they can use these technologies and improve their crop yields.
Over 80% of Burkina Faso's population is employed in the agriculture sector. Three quarters are subsistence farmers. The goal of development efforts goes beyond food security. It's about turning produce into profits.
Food security doesn't mean anything if they cannot improve their income. They have to improve their income, and this is why we improve the yield for them to they could sell it and have a better income. so improve their livelihood.
And they did it with the help of Agora, developing microdoses of fertilizer, a more efficient but also more labor-intensive method which produces a higher yield.
In the beginning, we found that the work was harder than the old method. But when we saw the results, we realized the microdose is better, so we used it. Now that we are familiar with it, we think it's even easier to use than the old fertilizer.
Achieving food security for the more than 1 billion hungry people will depend on sustainable increase in agricultural production. These increases will be achieved through the application of new technologies. Many of these are available in the vast body of literature generated by the world's agricultural science community.
Even Michel, who admits initial skepticism, was won over.
With microdoses, we have a much better harvest than with our traditional methods.
Agora is one of the biggest portals for agricultural journal access. With just a click of the button, the electronic library searches keywords, providing constant updates and new ideas. As the technology partner, Microsoft provides the platform for access and authentication, able to perform at the same level as today's most heavily trafficked websites.
Science research has been available for a long time. It's been, you know, since the beginning of time. The problem is access to leading science research has not been available. And that's what the UN saw as a real niche, is that they could bring together the publishers, the science journal publishers, get some support from the universities, bring their connection to the developing countries, and promote access.
In addition to agricultural information, the Research for Life initiative provides research across health sciences and the environment. Agora has expanded the boundaries of access to agricultural information, resulting in innovative solutions and improved productivity and household incomes, giving many of the world's poorest citizens a better life and a better future.